William Flickinger is quick to spot a problem. Almost immediately after boarding boat 4, William declares it unfit for travel.
Well, we're not taking this boat.
The engine is leaking oil. Boats that run out of oil become dangerous drifting hazards, even small 21-foot motorboats like boat 4. Luckily, it's still tied to the dock. This is exactly the kind of emergency the Avalon Harbor Department is here to help with. Except that this time, it's happened to one of their own patrol boats.
When I just checked it just now, the dipstick was in, but it just barely touches the end. My name is William Flickinger. I work for the Avalon Harbor Department. 51 years old. Been with the city for about 20 years, on the island about 29 years now.
William is one of 11 full-time harbor patrolmen responsible for Avalon Bay. He's tall and thin and looks a little boyish. William's the first face most boaters meet when they arrive. Need to park your boat? Help tying down? Dinner recommendation? William's got you covered. He's a bit like an island concierge. That is, the concierge was also the police.
We try and be the nicest, most helpful, politest people out there so that you want to come back. But when you get someone that's unruly or out of line, then you have to step in with your other hat and be the law enforcement side. And again, you try and do that as nicely and politely and courteously as you can. When you have to do it, though, for everyone's safety, you have to do it.
Before he can help anyone else, William first has to help himself. Right now, he's on the phone with a harbor mechanic.
Okay, so it's okay to drive over there to the fuel repair barge? Or rescue float? Okay, very good.
William gets permission to drive boat 4 across Avalon Bay, where a mechanic will look at it. The harbor is busy. It's a cruise ship day, which adds hundreds of tourists to the island. Many of them will rent kayaks or paddle boats at the harbor. Their safety and enjoyment is paramount to William. He knows the stats.
As you've probably heard, if you have a negative experience, you tell 25 or 30 people. If you have a positive experience, you tell about 5. So we got to keep people happy.
And William really wants to keep people as happy as possible. But even for him, there's a line. Alcohol.
Well, we have two kinds of drunks. You have your happy drunk that you'll do anything you can to help, and then you have your mean, angry drunk that just wants to fight, yell, scream. And those are the ones that stick out in your mind, the ones that you have to call the sheriffs for, have them come down and do their job. And the reason you remember it so much is because when they come to and they're coherent again, they've just ruined their day with a DUI, an arrest, all because they're an angry drunk instead of a happy drunk.
William admits that drunks who boat under the influence, DUI, are the small minority. Today, he has bigger problems. It's windy offshore, which means that boaters are more likely to moor in the harbor than stay out at sea. William has to make sure everyone parks in the right spot and ties down correctly so their boat doesn't drift. He's got eyes like an osprey, constantly spotting problems you or I would miss.
Like when a line is hanging off the bow, if it has a knot in it that shouldn't be there. Or if the knot on the bow is a square knot instead of a bowline. Things that you can tell that have been messed with by someone inadvertently and needs to be fixed so that when they drop it in the water, it doesn't just float away.
William drops boat 4 off with a mechanic and hops aboard boat 6. Greg Warner, another veteran patrolman, is the pilot. William and Greg slowly make their way toward Descanso Beach, where they come across a white sailboat named the Glimpse. It's slowly dragging anchor into the middle of the mooring field. Greg calls out to the Glimpse's owner.
I can tow you out into deeper water if you want.
Yeah, that's all I need. I don't have anybody else.
In this wind, the Glimpse could hit other boats, maybe even the shore. Its anchor's so light, the owner could pull it up himself, by hand.
Anytime you can lift up your own anchor in our anchorage, it's not heavy enough.
A few minutes later, the owner finishes pulling up anchor. William tosses him a yellow tow line tied to the back of boat 6, and Greg hits the gas. After about 100 yards, the tow ends, and the Glimpse begins to raise sail. The yellow tow line is still attached.
Take the yellow line off for us, please. Just let's throw it right in the water. Right in the water.
Drop it.
Throw it. Throw it.
Ready?
Throw it. Thank you.
As the Glimpse sails away, William gets a call on his cell. It's the mechanic. He says the dipstick came loose for some reason, which allowed oil to seep out below the engine. Human error, not uncommon on the high seas. Fortunately for the rest of us, we've got William. He'll keep us anchored to safety. For KISL on Catalina Island, I'm Miles Yim.